Welcome to Unmasked and Thriving, the podcast. My name is Tidi. I am your host. Here's to a new episode titled Two Worlds, One Chain. It is not true that suffering has only one face, that poverty is loud and pain is always visible. Let me tell you something. Both the haves and the haves not suffer somehow, albeit differently. The poor, where they are suffering in public transport queues and in tin roof homes called shacks, the rich in bathrooms and in private hospitals, the first uneducated, excluded, uninvited to the table, owning a shack that leaks and a car that barely starts, they navigate life one day at a time. Never sure where the next job or meal will come from. Their medical care is endless queues and empty promises. Universal healthcare still stuck in a politician's mouth. And the rich, schooled, suited, sanitized, they live in suburbs, drive insured vehicles, themselves insured too, medically. They speak the language of contracts and key performance indicators. But look closer. They were never taught how to be free, only how to climb, chained to a house they were told to want and a car they can't afford, a job title that owns their soul, a lifestyle curated for applause, not peace. See, one is crushed by a lack of access, the other by the weight of expectation. One suffers visibly, the other in silence, and both are told it's normal. But it's not. This is not freedom. This is modern day slavery with different uniforms. The poor are told, be grateful for the little you have. The privileged are told, keep chasing or you'll lose it all. See, both are exhausted, both are disconnected, and both are fighting to breathe. So let's name it. One is excluded from opportunity. The other is imprisoned by fear of losing it. One is uninsured. The other is insured but unhealed. What's the point of education if it doesn't liberate? What's the point of policy if it doesn't protect the soul? You see, thriving is not about income alone. It's not about how many degrees you have or how many bedrooms you sleep in. Thriving is about wholeness. It's about breathing without fear, living without shame, and choosing without bondage. We've got to stop pretending that some of us are free, because if our minds are enslaved by debt, our bodies burnt out from the hustle, our dignity tied to salaries and status, then we are not free. And if others are condemned to clinics without doctors, classrooms without teachers, and lives without safety nets, then we are not just. If both suffer differently, then both can heal differently too. The educated must unlearn some things. The excluded must be let in. And all of us must question the systems that keep us tired, divided, and afraid. Because we weren't born to just survive. We were made to live fully, boldly, and authentically. So whether you have a little or you still are fighting for a place at the table, this podcast is for you. Because freedom is not found in privilege alone. It is found in truth. And the truth is, neither illusion nor exclusion will save you. Only dignity, justice, and wholeness will. Thank you for joining me on Unmasked and Thriving. In the next episode, we'll look at how to learn toxic ambition, how to stop climbing ladders that lead to nowhere. Until then, live boldly, love gently, and unmask often.
Thanks for joining us on Unmasked and Thriving. If this episode spoke to you, share it with someone carrying silent grief or sacred fire. Subscribe, review, come back next week. Come walk with us in the abundance, authority, and victory of eternal life.